During this session, I'd like to offer some suggestions for practice. But feel free to do whatever practice you feel will be supportive for yourself. So we already have many ways to approach our experience, ways that we've explored on this retreat, but also ways that we've already come with. So if something else feels more appropriate, feel free to do that. The guided meditation I'd like to lead is quite closely related to the instructions from the morning, but also a little bit different. It's very closely related to a practice that Tenisaro Bhikkhu Ajahn Jeff has shared in his book With Each and Every Breath. Works with the breath as an energy. Call it a skillful use of the imagination or of our capacity to feel the body, to feel the breath. So it may initially seem a little strange, but hopefully we'll get into that. So the idea in the beginning is to bring your attention down about a hand's width beneath the belly button. So kind of around where, you know, the belt line of your trousers or something like this would be. And to help with the descriptions, I'll gently point at them, these kind of areas. So if you just imagine or feel the breath coming in at this location, so rather than coming in at the mouth or nostrils, imagine that the breath comes in here and fills this area, filling to the hips, filling to the back of the body, filling this whole lower part of the belly, maybe a little bit up to around the belly button area. So the breath comes in and fills this area. And then flows out again. It's initially unfamiliar to practice in this way. Don't be too concerned if it seems a little strange, but it may also just come quite naturally to you to be able to feel, imagine, relate to the breath coming in and out of this area. As the breath comes in, is it reaching right to the sides of the body, to the back of the body? And then when it radiates out, maybe it wants to radiate out in all directions, or just out the front again. Just take a few more breaths here, but just notice it. What is it like to center consciousness deep in the body like this? What's the experience for you? and the invitation just to bring the location where the breath comes in and out a bit higher. So we'll go about a hand's width above the belly button now, the center of the soft area of the belly. Just feel or imagine the breath flowing in here. And out again. And as it comes in, it's also meeting the area we were just working in beneath, below. Also to the sides and to the back, and of course a little bit above. Letting the breath have a good rhythm so that it can really fill and expand to the sides, to the back of the body. Either radiating out back through the beginning, the front area, or out in all directions as you choose. Also see when you get to kind of a full expansion on the in-breath, it may even feel like it's a little bit bigger than the sense of body that we have, but the breath energy as we feel, imagine it may even be outside as well as inside of the body. What we're interested in is how this feels. Does this feel like a useful way of using perception, the feeling of sensation, the idea of the breath? Because it's always an idea of the breath that we have. So what's a useful idea? Expanding, nourishing, hopefully. I also wonder, is there any color or brightness to the breath? How would it be if the breath was felt to be a little bit brighter as it comes in? And flows out. And we'll come a little bit higher again. This place where the chest starts to open out. So this kind of the chest plate, breastplate, and then it opens out with the rib cages. So that last little bit of softness at the top of the belly. And letting the breath, inviting the breath to come in here. Filling out beneath the rib cage, spreading down to meet the last area we were working in. Spreading to fill the back of the body. As you breathe in and out of this area now, the third area, do you notice that each one may be a little bit different for you? Might be noted in an energetic way or an emotional way or just a felt sense. A change in the luminosity, the brightness of the breath. or they might all seem the same. Few more breaths, really filling, expanding, maybe coming outside of the body, releasing, relaxing on the out breath. Come up a little higher up the chest, kind of midway between this last point and the base of the throat, kind of really in the center of the chest, maybe might feel like the heart area. Just welcoming the breath to flow into this area, fill, perhaps even it opens up the chest. Might even be adjustments in the alignment of the spine as we fill this area, filling up into the shoulders, filling into the area down to where we were working before, filling into the upper back, even filling the armpits. Really releasing, radiating. Whichever way feels helpful, back out the front, maybe it's also out through the shoulders, out through under the arms. Seeing what it's like to breathe here, what's the luminosity, what's the brightness like, what feels helpful, what feels beneficial. Are you willing to do that? Enjoying this way of practicing, I invite you now to bring the attention up to the base of the throat, that little place where the neck meets the torso. Just imagining the breath flowing in here, filling up the neck, filling up the throat, also perhaps around this area, to the kind of base of the head, and radiating out again. Letting the breath nourish, soften, support, open, enliven, And also rest, relax, ease, soften. Feeling what it's like to do this. Feeling what it's like to have breathed breath energy from really low down in the belly all the way up to the very bottom of the head, and to have spent the last 15 minutes doing this, quite a steadiness of attention may have built up, curiosity to what is available through the breath, perception, imagination. So now we're going to come into the head. It's inviting you to locate your consciousness centered in the very center of the skull, between the ears, deep behind the eyes, somewhere above the mouth. And very, very gently welcoming the breath to come in towards this location. Maybe it comes in through the ears, in through the eyes, back of the nostril and mouth, and gently out in all directions. Perhaps it also comes in through the forehead and the cheeks and the jaw, the whole of the face, and then radiates out in all directions, including down. And then perhaps it comes in everywhere there's hair on the body, the top of the head, sides, back. And radiates back out, all very gently. You know, the face, the organs of the face, very sensitive. So this is like we're inviting it in, beckoning it in. Not forcing, not pushing in either direction. Now the in-breath from all sides, beneath, above, front, back, sides. Radiating out. You may find certain areas of the body are quite thirsty for breath energy. Perhaps the center of the eyebrows. As it comes through, we can allow it to nourish any area that feels like it needs some attention. Temples, either side of the eyes. If we have a feeling that the in-breath is energizing, where it needs energy, we can give it. If we have a feeling that the out-breath is relaxing, releasing, give ease by directing it there. And also a general sense of breath energy flowing through everywhere. All sides, the whole head, in and out. Maybe that quality of luminosity, brightness, brilliance, radiance. Allowing the top of the head to be quite open. Next, I'm just going to invite you, we'll do three flows of breath. So the first flow, I'll just describe it, then we'll do it. We'll begin at the base of the skull, the top of the neck, and kind of come down through the neck, across the shoulders, down the arms, all the way to the fingertips, with an in-breath. So yeah, the breath may be needing to be quite long to get all the way down with some steady, unrushed mindfulness. And then the out-breath will radiate out in all directions from that area. So beginning, next in-breath, top of the neck, down, across the shoulders, down the arms, down, down to the fingertips, and radiating out. Few more breaths like this. The in-breath filling and energizing, awakening the cells, and the out-breath radiating, relaxing, easing. Notice if it feels quite balanced, left and right, or if we need a little more attention. Can we lean the intention to give more to one side or the other? Again, that question of the brightness, the color. And the second flow begins in the same location, the base of the skull, the top of the neck, and runs as two channels either side of the spine, all the way down into the buttocks, the tailbone. Again, just seeing if we can bring the breath either side of the spine, reasonably well balanced, all the way down, one in-breath till we reach the tailbone. And then really allowing the breath to radiate out of the back of the body, the whole of the back of the body. It's going to be quite a delightful feeling. People say it feels like wings, like angel wings on the back as it radiates out. Seeing if we need to make any adjustments to get each side quite well balanced, getting enough breath energy, both on the in-breath and also on the out. we just do this last flow and then sit in silence together for the last 10 minutes or so. Last flow begins at the small of the back, just where the belt comes on the back of the trousers or whatever we're wearing, and then so coming in there and along the legs, down through the knees and the ankles, right the way down to the toes, and then of course radiating out in all directions. And again, seeing if we can balance both sides. So as we radiate out, we're also radiating out into the space of the earth beneath us. And breath energy can go through everything. Playing with the balancing, playing with the brightness. And you can notice that we've now breathed through, breathed breath energy, felt, imagined through the whole body. And perhaps the mind is reasonably steady if we've managed to follow. So the invitation now is to do what feels right to be done. Do what is to be done. Maybe you want to return to a particular area, or more than one area. Come back to a way of practicing you know well. What do you want to do with a steadied and cultivated mind? Return to an area that really responded to the breath. Perhaps to an area that didn't. invite you to bring your consciousness, your attention to maybe the heart area or the belly area, whichever feels more appealing. Inviting again the breath to come in here. Maybe it comes in from the front or from the back or both the front and the back together, really filling this area. But instead of radiating outwards on the out-breath, it can also spread through the body, so it expands, the location expands. I'm going to slowly fill all of the body, or imagine filling all of the body with breath energy. It's going up towards the head, down towards the toes, also down the arms. It's an invitation to spread. Not forcing, not pushing. Just a nice, gentle, but clear intention. It may come easy, it may need discovery, experimentation. As we expand in this way, also expanding around the apparent boundary of the body. So there's a bit of space around the body, a few fingers width around the body. It even extends maybe a hand's width or a couple of hands' widths. So the body is actually cocooned, like in an egg of breath energy. So I'd like to stretch out the awareness around the body in this way. Quite bright. Felt, imagined quality of energy, perhaps gently rippling with the in and the out breath. And the body is held within breath energy, supported.